Rebecca. The title of the story is Massaging the Math Tutor, Part 3. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Mike, stop. I tried to catch up to my college buddy. He wasn't interested in talking, though. Quickly climbing into his car and driving away before I could reach him, ever since he had walked in on me and his sister Katie having sex a week ago. My friend had been avoiding me like the plague. One good thing about being on the outs with Mike, though, was that at least his sister couldn't manipulate me into coming over anymore. Not that she didn't try. As the only math tutor for the college Katie attended, she was free to reach out to me anytime all the time to try and coerce me into helping her with her math. And so the messages came in. Texts, emails, missed calls, and voicemails. Katie was relentless. I ignored all of them. And then one day, my supervisor confronted me. He was a tall, elderly man with a thick gray mustache named Dr. Stevens. "I need you to take the day off," he said to me. I raised my eyebrows inquisitively. "Oh, you're not in trouble," he said quickly, seeing the alarm in my eyes. "No. One of our math instructors has a student that's really struggling in his class. She's about to fail out. He's concerned enough that he reserved a study room for a couple hours tonight. I want you to work with her one-on-one, really get her up to speed." "Is it Katie?" I asked. Dr. Stevens looked taken aback. "Actually, no. Though I did see you worked with her a couple of times over the last few weeks. How is she doing?" I was so relieved that it wasn't Katie trying to trick me into having sex again that it took me a moment to answer. "She's fine," I said. "So, who's the student?" "Oh yes. It's a Miss Erica Valentine. Now listen. I want you to really work her over tonight, okay?" Her instructor sounded really concerned that she was going to fail out of his class. "Let's make sure that doesn't happen." "Not a problem," I said confidently. I was excited to get the chance to do some actual math tutoring and maybe take my mind off Mike and Katie. "Great," Dr. Stevens said, giving me a friendly clap to the back. "Come back at 6 tonight and use the study rooms upstairs. We don't get a lot of traffic up there, so you should have the place to yourselves." "Got it," I said and shot him an excited grin. God, I was such a math nerd. Dr. Stevens started to walk away, then turned back one last time. "Really work her over." "Okay, I will," I said. That evening, around 5, I arrived at the college and began gathering math resources, not sure exactly what we would be going over. I piled several books, charts, worksheets, and other supplies onto a rolling cart, then headed for the elevator. It was a ghost town here, and the wheels of the normally quiet cart seemed to screech in the relative silence of the college halls. I pushed my way into the elevator, hummed up to the second floor, and proceeded down the hall toward the study rooms. It was dark outside already, but well lit up here. This Erica Valentine hadn't arrived yet, but it was still about an hour early. I picked a random classroom and got all set up. Afterward, with still plenty of time to waste until my student arrived, I decided to sit back in one of the cushy study chairs and take a brief nap. I wasn't sure how long I was out when I suddenly woke to find all the lights were off and, to my horror, my wrists had been zip-tied to the sides of my chair. "What the?" "Hello," I called out, panic rising in my chest. I heard a familiar laugh from the next room over. "Looks like your boy's finally awake," a female voice said. "Promise me you won't hurt him." That was definitely Katie. What the hell was going on? "Katie," I yelled out. "Just do whatever she tells you to," Katie answered. "Be a good math tutor like you were for me." "Like I was for you? What the hell does that mean?" But then, a tall, curvy blonde sauntered into the room and my jaw dropped. It was dark, but there was just enough moonlight shining in from the window that I could see she wore a super short green and white cheerleader skirt, her thick thighs pouring out from the dress like the sweetest honey. She wore her hair in shoulder-length curls, and she was eyeing me hungrily. "It means I saw the videos from your previous math sessions, and I want in on the action." "Action," I said dumbly. Then it hit me. "Wait, you uploaded those videos?" "Katie ... tell me you didn't upload those videos." "It's not like that," Katie called from the other room, and it seriously sounded like she had been crying. "She just found them." "I'm sorry, I'm not," the blonde said devilishly. She strode toward me, her bare thighs shining in the moonlight from the window. "I'm Erica, by the way. I believe we have a math appointment." "Erica Valentine." "Shit," I spat. "Look, we can't do this here. Anyone could walk in at any time." She didn't seem to care though, eyeing me like the piece of meat I was to her. "Well then," she whispered, "you'd better try to be really, really quiet while I fuck you." "Katie, what the hell?" I yelled. "I can't believe you uploaded those videos." I tried to distract them, began pulling at my wrists, trying to break free of the zip ties somehow. "I told you I didn't," Katie yelled back. "You didn't return my calls. You wouldn't come to see me. This is really your fault. My fault. So, you set this up? I asked. No, Katie snapped, practically in tears now. But all I had was our videos. So I watched them, a lot, and I used them. Erica stepped closer till she was standing right over my lap. She spread my legs, licking her lips in anticipation. I caught her getting herself off to them. The curvy blonde said, multiple times, so naturally. I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. She stole my laptop, Katie said, and watched them herself. Erica dropped to her knees so her face was directly over my crotch. They were so hot, she purred. The way you resisted, the way you squirmed, watching you try to get away. I watched it over and over and over. I met her eyes, twin blue pools sucking me into her sadistic fantasy. She lowered her mouth to my jeans, her hot breath pushing through my pants. Her lipstick streaked across my lap, smeared the denim, and she smiled an excited, cruel smile. You know my favorite part though, she asked sweetly. She pressed her mouth firmly to the crotch of my pants, feeling for the shape of my meat. She didn't have to look hard. When my boyfriend walked in and caught you too, I creamed myself right then and there. Erica undid my fly, began tugging my pants downward. Wait, I jolted upright. You're Mike's girlfriend. The realization came a bit late. She jerked my pants the rest of the way down till my underwear was the only thing standing between her and my bulging junk. She gripped these two with both hands and looked up at me with wicked eyes, daring me to try and stop her. Are you ready for me? She asked, staring up with a big fake innocent stare. She put her mouth where my meat was, began licking me up and down through the cloth, pressing her lips around my shaft and breathing hot and heavy until the tip of my dick poking out of the top of my underwear. Oh, look who's come out to play, she squealed delightfully. Erica, don't. I pleaded, don't do this to Mike. I'm begging you. She ignored my protests, gave my underwear a sudden jerk, and my meat popped out completely. Oh no, she cried out in mock surprise. Mike's really gonna flip when he sees this. I struggled violently to snip the zip ties, but they were thick. It was useless. Erica lowered her mouth to my shaft and began planting kisses all up and down my cock. I groaned in pleasure at the feel of her hot wetness sliding all around my dick. Please stop, I begged her. She laughed and put me inside her mouth, began bobbing her head up and down on my first few inches, slobbering over my meat with her tongue. Oh God, I moaned uncontrollably. We can't do this. Get him up on the table, Katie said suddenly. I hadn't noticed her enter the room, and to my further shock, she was setting up a camera. Lighting. She turned them on, closed the blinds. It figured that she was in on this. Just another one of Katie's sick games. She faced the camera. This is Katie, back this time with my friend Erica Valentine in our third math tutoring session. And today we're going to try a little non-consensual ménage à trois. I barely heard her speak because Erica was sucking me off feverishly, acting like she hadn't had a dick in ages. Katie undressed in the meantime, dropping her clothes to the floor in a heap before facing us completely naked. The soft light practically glowed off of her massive tits, her perfect pink curves. She wore a hungry, mischievous smirk. Erica pulled her mouth reluctantly from my meat and took out a pair of metal snips. She cut my wrists free. It was my only chance. I shot up from the chair, tried to lunge out of the room, and promptly tripped over my pants. Katie and Erica busted out laughing as I lay there face down on the carpet. And then, Erica plopped down on my ass. I was immediately aware of the fact that she had no panties on under her cheerleader skirt. I could feel the distinct bristles of her pubic hair, a sensation that became more evident as she started to hump herself on my ass cheeks. Yeah, Katie squealed. Fuck him up, Erica. Katie adjusted the camera and lighting so it shined down on the floor, then took her place in front of me. You wanna eat this pussy, little math stud? She teased in a sweet, innocent voice. Erica picked up speed, grabbing my sides as she went to town on my ass, really grinding her pussy against my bare skin. Katie dropped to her knees, shot her legs out on either side of me, then grabbed the back of my head with both hands as she laid back. She pulled my mouth down to her awaiting pussy lips, smothering me with her hot wetness. I complained, but this only encouraged her. She began humping my face with her puss, using my mouth as a sex toy. The girls fucked me from both ends, writhing and bouncing up against me. I had become like a piece of meat to them. Abruptly, Erica cried out as her first cum came. She fell down on top of me, moaning as she continued to rub herself out. Katie was still getting there. She was grinding my nose against her clit and calling out in sharp barks of pleasure. She wrapped her legs around my back as her orgasm built up. Erica caught her feet, and I heard a sucking sound. The blonde was licking and kissing and worshipping Katie's soles and toes. Katie started to lose it, but then, abruptly, she pushed my head away from her and tried to catch her breath. Hold on, she panted to Erica. The blonde nodded and pulled away from me too. For a moment I thought they had both changed their minds. But then, Erica was repositioning herself, crouching down between my legs so she was facing my ass. What the hell was she doing? She laced her arms around my legs, pulled me to her, and buried her face in my cheeks. I was so caught off guard by this that my whole body jerked forward, driving my mouth back into Katie's pussy. Both girls laughed at this, and Katie pulled me down tighter to her soaking wet lips, holding me firmly to her crotch. Erica began chewing on my ass cheeks, biting and kissing on my sensitive areas so I was squirming under her mouth, trying to get away somehow. Katie fingered her clit and moved up and down across my face, strategically dragging her pussy over my mouth and nose to tease herself without pushing herself over the edge. I could tell she was trying to put off her climax as long as possible. She was edging herself. I suddenly realized it, prepping herself for a bigger, more explosive orgasm. I grabbed for her, thinking I could somehow push her off me, get out of this somehow, some way. And then, Erica drove her tongue up against my asshole. I immediately spasmed, bucking in my attempt to break free of her intrusive tongue. Erica laughed, a hot husky laugh, and continued playing with my hole. She pushed and prodded with her wet member, working it deeper inside me. I squealed and struggled to pull myself forward and into Katie's pussy in an attempt to escape the sudden invasion of my backside. Katie was having the time of her life. The more I tried to fight off Erica, the more my face moved up against her snatch, bringing her closer and closer to coming. "I think he likes it," Erica said and pressed her lips firmly to the crack of my butt so she could push her tongue in even deeper. It felt huge and wet, drilling up inside me. Shame filled me as I'd never had anyone play with me back there. I started to wonder if this would make me gay. It didn't matter though because both girls had me locked in place, so all I could do was lay there and take whatever they dished out. Erica ran her tongue in wide circles inside me, enlarging my hole and causing me to cry out. She laughed and switched tactics, stabbing her tongue in and out of me like a needle on a sewing machine, pushing in and out of my ass. I squealed into Katie's pussy, and she cried out too, losing hold of her mounting orgasm. She clutched at my hair and exploded suddenly, her juices pumping hot and wet all over my face. "Oh my God," she cried out, her pussy lips repeatedly slapping at my mouth and nose. She squirts hard, drowning me in her sweet, musky scent. Afterward, she held me to her, enjoying the feel of my breath on her lips and clit. Erica stood abruptly, began adjusting the camera and lights. "I think he's ready for that table, babe," she said. Katie smiled, nodded, and then the two of them were helping me to my feet, walking me to the large study table that dominated the room. Erica pushed me into a laying position on my back with my legs hanging off the table edge. Before I could even think about getting away, she was crawling up on top of me. She hovered over my waist, peeled off her shirt. I gasped when I saw her tits. They were huge, glorious, delicious melons with perfectly erect nipples that called to my mouth and tongue. She smiled at my obvious lust. "You like?" she teased. "Yeah, so does Mike. He loves it when I bury him in them, just like I'm gonna bury you." She lowered her mouth to my stomach, and I gasped at the feel of her mouth on me. She pushed my shirt up and out of the way as she made her way up to higher, dragging her tongue up my chest. She pulled my shirt the rest of the way off, then attacked my nipples, licking and sucking and chewing on each one until I had to push her away. At last, she brought her mouth to mine. "Erica," I whispered her name, hoping it would jar some sense into her. "Don't do this. Think about Mike." She scowled at me. "Oh, I am," she said, planting tongue-fed kisses all over my mouth. "I'm thinking about him watching this. Watching us. About him watching you, his best friend, fucking both his sister and his girlfriend." She pressed her mouth tightly to mine, wrestled my tongue with hers, then broke free. "I'm thinking about all of it, and it's getting me so fucking wet. Maybe bringing up Mike hadn't been the best tactic after all." Katie had pulled up a chair and planted herself between my legs. She was at the perfect level to slide right up to my dick, with Erica sitting on my chest. I couldn't tell what Katie was doing until suddenly I felt her mouth engulf my cock. I cried out, surprised by the unexpected pleasure, by the feel of her mouth and tongue slobbering up and down on my shaft. She pushed her lips down on my meat until she gagged, trying to fit as much of me down her throat as possible. She bobbed her head up and down on me, trying with each downward thrust to go a little deeper, get a little sloppier until I was dripping with her saliva. I couldn't help but buck my hips, helping feed my meat down her throat. She gladly accepted the offering, wrapping an arm around my leg to pull more of me up into her waiting mouth hole. "Erica, in the meantime," continued making out with me. Katie's pussy juices were thick on my face still, and the curvy blonde had apparently noticed because she began licking me clean, not confining her mouth to my lips but venturing outward, licking and sucking on my cheeks and chin and just generally soaking my face with her spit. She saw my growing unease with this and smiled mischievously. "Oh, it's about to get a whole lot wetter on your face, math boy." She puckered her lips, allowed her saliva to gather, and spit onto my mouth. My instinct was to wipe my face, but before I could, Erica slid forward until my head was caught between her luscious thighs. "Ready to eat some of Mike's pie?" she asked, not waiting for an answer. She slipped forward even more until my head disappeared under her cheerleader skirt. It was dark and hot and musky underneath her, buried in her crotch. I knew her dripping wet pussy was right over my face. I could smell it, practically taste it. "Ready?" I heard her teasing call. And then, she slid forward the final inch and planted her muff on my face. I cried out beneath her even as my mouth and nose explored their new prison. Her pussy lips were fatter than Katie's, meatier, juicier. Her clit seemed to swallow up my nose. She tasted different, smelled different than Katie, and this boggled my mind. I pushed my tongue up inside her, and Erica squealed on top of me, then began bouncing up and down on my face as if trying to ride my tongue. "Fuck me with your mouth," she cried out. I tried to comply, figuring the faster I got her off, the faster we could be done with this whole thing. The faster I could get the hell out of here before we all got caught. I ran my tongue up and down her lips, nibbled and chewed on her even as I worked my nose into her clit. This only made her ride my face harder still though. She clutched at the sides of my head, practically ripping my ears off as she humped my face faster and faster. Katie tried to match Erica's speed but on my dick, using a combination of her hand and her mouth to pump me rapidly and keep me close to orgasming. At last, she couldn't stand seeing Erica getting fucked. She stood, started pushing me forward so my legs were fully on the table. Erica saw what she was doing and wriggled forward, being sure to keep my face and mouth planted firmly to her pussy. I couldn't see a thing, but I knew Katie was fixing to ride me. Sure enough, seconds later, she was straddling my lap, pushing her pussy slowly down onto my meat. I cried into Erica's snatch as Katie ground her pussy onto my dick. Katie yelled almost unintelligibly as her pussy took most of my meat. Erica rose off me, twirled herself around, then plopped her pussy back onto my mouth so that she was facing Katie. The two girls leaned into each other, using one another's bodies for support as they fucked me from both ends. The blonde pulled Katie's mouth to hers and they began making out furiously as their orgasms grew ever nearer. They moaned into each other's throats, all the while pumping their hips on me, jackhammering my mouth and dick. It didn't take long for them to come, both of them crying out together as they rode themselves silly. They traded places then, Erica taking a turn on my dick while Katie faced me. Her beautiful, luxurious ass pummeled my face. "Fuck my ass," she ordered me. "Use your tongue, math boy." My face buried in her cheeks. She didn't leave me much of a choice. I pushed my tongue up inside her and she squealed with pleasure. "Not a bad idea," Erica said, suddenly pulling off me and turning to face my legs. Mike never gave me anal. I always had to use toys. The blonde pushed her ass down onto my dick, slowly widening her hole. It was so tight. I groaned against Katie's ass, even as I continued to probe and pummel her. Katie bounced and rode, building up to another climax. Erica slid deeper and deeper on my pole until her ass was slamming against my groin. Both girls began wailing in unison, starting to lose themselves in their pleasure. I wasn't far behind. The pressure in my balls, my dick was quickly mounting. "Oh fuck," I called out. "Oh fuck." It was enough to hear me losing it to make both girls suddenly cream themselves. "Oh fuck," I yelled. Katie clutched at her snatch, began fingering herself so fast she could have been having a seizure. "Oh," she wailed as her pussy juices flowed once more. I shot my load deep up inside Erica's asshole, and she lost control. "Fuck," she screamed out and rode my dick fast and hard. The girls fell over in a heap. I just lay there, exhausted from coming so hard. For a while, the only sound was the sound of all three of us trying to catch our breaths. And then, there were footsteps, drawing nearer, from outside the study room. "Hello," an older man's voice called. I wanted to see how the tutoring was going. It was fucking Mr. Stevens, my boss. I didn't even try to scramble for my clothes. There was just no time. The older man pushed the door open, stepped into the study room. He took one look at the three of us, naked and sprawled out across the study table, and about fell over. "What in the ever-loving fuck is going on here?" he yelled, his voice suddenly raspy and hoarse, his face growing ashen. "What in the ever-loving fuck?" And then he collapsed, grabbing his chest. The man, my boss, crumpled to the floor. Holy hell, I just killed my boss.